I'm Tundalea Allen, and you're listening to Queen of the Minivan Podcast. Listen in for inspiration, optimism, and humor for lovely days, bad days, and everything between. Spend some time with the real, not-so-squeaky-clean Christian wife, mother, and author with opinions for days.
Hello, beautiful people. I hope you've been having a great June. Some unexpected things have been going on in my life. My husband, he's been in and out of the hospital. So, that's my first priority at this particular moment. So sometimes your day does not go the way you planned, or your week, or the month, or the year. But that's okay. You're here, and I'm sure there's a lesson to find in the detour, the derailment. You know, when you're caring for somebody that you love, I hate to use those types of terms, but you know, if you're like me and you think, okay, this is what I'm going to do with this day, and this is what I'm going to do with this week and this month, and these are the things that I hope to accomplish this year, you know, it can be a little unsettling to realize some of that stuff just has to take a back seat. Some of that stuff is just not going to happen right now. Yes, I could try to carve out a couple of minutes here and there to get some things done, but high key things that require all of my attention, lots of time, lots of hours, are probably not the best things for me to put my attention to right now. I have to pick low key things. I hate to call it mindless work, but things that I can sit and do while I'm, you know, after I've done something for my husband or after I've done something for the kids, or while I'm sitting with the kids watching a movie. So if you are having days, weeks, months that are not going exactly as you planned, or life has thrown you some challenges, some surprises, always remember that there's something that you can learn about yourself during those times. You can learn about your strength. You can learn about your persistence, your resilience. You can find a new calm instead of panicking, right? Which may be what you would normally do. You can say, okay, panicking is not going to help. So let me chill. Let me sit back. Let me process. Let me pray. Let me meditate and find my calm. I'm learning right now to flow with life. I can only affect it as much as I can. I can't stop the storms. You can't stop the storms. I can't stop the storms from coming into my life. I can't bring the calm to the storm. You know, its duration is what it is. It's going to last as long as it's going to last. But while we can't stop the storms, what we can do, what we can pray for, is to find calm in the storm. Until next time, blessings and love.
If you like today's podcast and you enjoy a good read, check out my books, Honey and My Tea, Knockout Rose, or Witch of Broke Ass. You can find them all on Amazon.
Thank you for listening to Queen of the Minivan. Until next time, be sweet, be grateful, and stay optimistic.